Welcome to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. I'm your host, Damal Alexander. Welcome once again to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. I am your host, Damal Alexander. This is the podcast where we share insights and tips on how you can effectively, authentically share your story. And I've got an amazing principle that I want to share with you today. I think it's changed my life, and I believe that if you embrace it, it'll change your life too. Can you tell I'm excited? Before we go any further, however, I want you to do something for me. I want you to check out my website, www.gamalalexander.com. There's some resources there that I believe are going to be helpful to anybody who wants to be a better speaker. And while you're there, you can keep up with what I'm doing and where I'm going and what's happening next. Also, as always, I want to extend the invitation to you to follow me on social media. I use all of the platforms and I'm always engaged. That's a great way to reach me. So the reason I created this podcast is to share my journey in developing as a public speaker with all of you. And so in order to share that journey, I realized I got to share a bit of myself. I want to effectively, authentically share my story with you. So each week, before I get into what I'm talking about, I'm going to be sharing what I'm reading, what I'm doing, and something I like. This week, what am I reading? I'm reading an amazing book entitled Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. It's his story of some extraordinary accomplishments and his overcoming against all odds. It's got some principles that you can use in your life as a public speaker, as well as life in general. I've been impacted by the book. I think you'll be inspired by it as well. I highly recommend it. So that's what I'm reading. What am I doing? Let's see. I'm preparing to add some free resources to my website, as well as revamping it so that it can be a little more user-friendly. So I definitely want you to check that out. And last but not least, what do I like? This week, I like a podcast. I listen to a bunch of them, but I really like this podcast, Ideas for Life by Kimon Hines. I think it's worth a listen, and if you do, you will not be disappointed. If you believe that you're doing something worth talking about, then that means you probably have a big idea. And if you want the motivation and the tools to develop and deploy that big idea, or if you still need to discover it, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, Kimon conducts interviews with some really smart people from all over, and they've been helping me, and they can help you discover what you want to do and then live the way you were meant to live. This is a can't miss podcast. As you can tell, I've really enjoyed it. I think you will too. So now, let's get to what I want to talk about. I've discovered that every time I walk into a room, especially a room full of strangers, I'm confronted with a strong temptation to just fall back and blend in. Remember, I did tell you that if there's one thing you need to know about me, is that I don't like to be embarrassed. Well, a big part of not wanting to be embarrassed is not drawing unnecessary attention to myself. And I don't believe that I'm alone. I think many of you do it all the time. Don't tell me you don't. I've seen you. I've seen you walk into strange places the same way that I do. You walk in, you look around, you find a seat, hopefully one that isn't taken. You try to get to that seat without blocking anybody's view, stepping on anybody's toe, or getting in anybody's way. You do everything you can to not overwhelm the room with your presence. Now, why do we do it? I believe that we do it because there's something inside of us that says, go small. For those of you who notice, I just borrowed a basketball term. It's a term that's used to describe a lineup that doesn't insert tall players in positions that usually call for tall players. And usually, when teams are going small, there's some advantages to it. Well, even if you're not a sports fan, I want you to hear me out, because I think you'll agree with me when I say that it takes a lot of guts to speak publicly. You have to get up in front of a group of people, you have to face them, you have to tell them what's on your mind, And in order to do that, you have to believe that not only is what you want to say of value, but others will be better off for hearing what you have to say. And if you're going to believe that, then I'm going to suggest that it's not to your advantage to play small. As a matter of fact, deep down inside, I know that you know that the world needs to hear what you have to say. That's why you want to be a speaker. That's why you're preparing. That's why you're developing. And if that's the case, then you can't go small. You can't just blend in. You can't do it, and that's not what I want for you. And here's some reasons why. First off, you can't go small because there's no need for it. Let me ask you a question. Who said you needed to go small anyway? Who said you needed to shrink into the background? Who said you needed to stay in your seat and keep your mouth shut? Who said you just needed to blend in? Was it the world that told you? Or was it something that you told yourself? Even if somebody around you told you that you needed to blend in, does their opinion really matter? I mean, who are they anyway? Who died and left them in charge? Who says they get to make the rules about where you go and what you accomplish and how you live your life? I'm going to be honest with you. And if you're honest with yourself, you'll admit that most people are not expecting you to play small at all. As a matter of fact, they want you to do just the opposite. I learned some time ago that you teach people how to treat you because you determine your value. That means that, in a sense, you set the price on your gifts and talents, and so long as you stick by the price and you're adding value to those around you, then those around you will gladly pay the price you set. There's no reason for you to go small. People will treat you the way you tell them to treat you. And by your demeanor, by your confidence, and by the effectiveness of your presentation, you can tell them to treat you like you've got something of value to say. Secondly, I don't want you to go small because most of the time, people don't like it. Here's a word of advice. Anyone in your life who is fostering a sense of insecurity within you does not mean you any good. Why? Because most people don't even like to be around insecure people. Confidence breeds confidence, does it not? And confident people attract a confident people. People want to be around them. People want to follow them. And most importantly for us, people want to listen to them. If you're going to say it like you mean it and say it like you were meant to say it. I'd much rather take directions from someone who's sure of where they're going, or at least acts like they are, rather than somebody who doesn't really act like he or she knows the way. And I think most people feel the same way. If we're going to give somebody our time and our attention, sit down and listen to them, the least they can do is take command of the stage, master the moment, and put my mind at ease. Be confident. Let me know that I'm in for a treat. Your eye contact, your body language, your delivery, all of that should let me know that you believe in what you're going to say, and I should believe in it and in you as well. Third, I don't want you to go small, because you don't gain anything from it. Why are you trying to go small anyway? Why are you trying to blend in? Why are you trying to shrink away? Do you think that by blending in, you somehow won't get hurt? You think that by sitting in your seat and not getting on the stage, not volunteering, not speaking out, not speaking up, that somehow you're going to be safe? Are you shying away from the opportunity and keeping your mouth closed because you want people to like you? Newsflash, whether you're on the stage or in your seat, life is dangerous. Whether you're on the stage or in your seat, you can get hurt. Whether you're on your stage or in the seat, there are still people who will not like you for no good reason. Let me tell you something. The only difference between you staying in your seat and you getting up on that stage and telling your story is that if you don't do it, you'll remain unfulfilled. That's the only difference. If you don't do it, you'll never realize your dreams. If you don't do it, you won't increase your platform. If you don't do it, the world will never know what was on your mind and never hear what you had to say. Now, does that sound like a fair trade to you? Nope. Me neither. So, instead of going small, I decided to go big, and I want you to go big too. I want you to go big or go home. After all, what exactly do we have to lose? I might as well prepare, perform, and let the chips fall where they may. So I decided to go big in my public speaking, and here are some lessons I learned about it. First, in order to go big, I had to go up. Now, don't overthink this one. This is not complicated philosophy. In order to go big, I had to go up. In other words, in order to develop as a public speaker, I had to take the most important step, which is getting up to speak. It sounds simple, yet going up there is probably the most difficult thing some of us will ever do. There are a million reasons why any sane person will not go up and talk in front of a group of strangers. And our minds are great at reminding us of all of those reasons just before we have to speak. I know they do that with me. But really, what's stopping you? Tell me, who's stopping you? What, are you not qualified? Of course you are. Your story is your qualification, and no one can effectively, authentically tell your story quite like you can. No matter what the material consists of, or how well-worn it is, or who else may have said it before you, no one can say it like you can. So there's plenty of room for you. What? You don't have opportunities? You can make some. There are groups all over. There are platforms, large and small. And all of them would love to have a competent speaker. I dare say all of them would love to hear from you. They're just waiting for you to offer and show up. Create a one-page introduction of yourself. Craft a one-paragraph biography. List two or three of your signature talks. Take a picture. Put some contact information. And then go volunteer. Find churches, civic organizations, high schools, middle schools, any place where a speaker may be needed. Create your own platform. Use Facebook. Use Instagram. Use anything. What? You don't have a skill? Then learn. Listen to speakers. Read books about speaking. Listen to this podcast. Start small. Get some practice, and eventually you'll find yourself getting better and better. And then eventually you'll be better at speaking than you ever thought you could be. What I'm trying to say is this. You've got to stop caring about what others think about you and stop looking at what others are doing. If you want to speak, then speak. And if the people you're around don't want to hear you speak, then go find a group of people that do. Get over yourself and go up. All right. Secondly, in order to go big, you have to go out. I believe that many of us don't even realize we can go big because, quite frankly, we haven't been out. We don't really have anything in our lives of any kind of weight or substance to measure ourselves against. If you spend all your time talking about your dreams to people who haven't achieved much of anything, then of course you're going to be discouraged. The focus cannot be inward. Your focus cannot be on you and your limitations and your circle and your experiences. For the most part, the people in your circle are going to be either scared that you'll fail and get hurt or scared that you'll succeed and leave them behind. Either way, they're scared and you don't need that. Your focus can't be inward. You've got to go out. That means you're going to have to extend yourself. That means you're going to have to look beyond the horizons. That means you're going to have to meet new people, try new things, have some new experiences, join new groups, get a new perspective. You've got to go out. When you extend yourself beyond yourself and beyond the people you already know, then you'll eventually find there's a big, big world out there. And in that world, guess what? There are people who want to hear what you have to say. So not only do you need to extend yourself, but I believe you need to expand yourself. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, if you're serious about public speaking, then the most effective way to get people to hear what you have to say is to add value to their lives. Your desire to speak cannot simply consist of a need to get behind the microphone and hear the sound of your own voice. If you want to start speaking, if you're serious about it, then you have to expand yourself and your knowledge base beyond your desire to get behind a microphone. As a matter of fact, speaking should be less about what you have to say and more about who you're trying to help. You speak for others, not only for yourself. And when you've expanded yourself to believe that and embrace that, then there's no limit to the amount of opportunities that are going to come your way. Third, finally, if you want to go big, go on. Now, there's no doubt that you've heard this or something like this before, but it bears repeating. See, I'm discovering more and more each day that there's really only one way that you can fail at a career in public speaking, or for that matter, at a career in anything else. The only way you can fail is if you allow yourself to fail. If in the face of obstacles and opposition, you decide that there is nothing and no one that's going to stop you from pursuing your dream, then that dream has no other choice than to become a reality. Right now, this moment, it's time for you to make a decision. You need to decide exactly what you want to do. Do you want to expand your platform? Do you want to let the world know about your accomplishments? Do you want to tell your story? Do you want to add value to somebody's life? Once you make that decision, then it's up to you to not allow anyone or anything to change your mind. That means you can fail, but don't change your mind. You can be rejected, but don't change your mind. You may need improvement, but don't change your mind. You may need practice, but don't change your mind. You may get rejected, but don't change your mind. I had to repeat that one because quite often rejection sends us home never to return. But you've got to make up your mind that regardless of who says yes, regardless of who says no, you're going to do what you have set out to do. Do not stop. Do not quit. Do not give up. Do not surrender. Do not stay down. Go on past every obstacle, past every naysayer. Go on every day determined that you're either going to find a platform or you're going to create a platform and use that platform to add value to somebody's life. And do not change your mind. Go on. Well, that's all I have to say for today. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, and I hope you can tell that I did, please drop me a line at sayitbetternow@gmail.com. That's sayitbetternow@gmail.com. And follow me on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Also, don't forget to check out my website, www.gamalalexander.com. Until next time, remember that public speaking does not have to be hard. You can speak easy. You can effectively, authentically share your story. So take care. I'll see you again on Easy Street. Thank you for listening to the Easy Street Speakers Podcast. For more information, visit www.gamalalexander.com.